concerning the Son. God applied to that oath his words truly by the afterglow of sunset to the body of Ahmad. Why should the ant have been trembling for the grain if from that single grain it had known the stack?
Says, okay, think about the ant. The ant, if she knows about everything, she doesn't do all of that to steal one grain. But he will do it because he is narrow-minded and he is busy with the little stuff that he needs. He's talking about you. You too. How do you judge? You are not really knowledgeable about whole system and society and all of that. This is a specialty. Do you remember a specialty? That's how civilization started, to have someone who does something specially and he does it good. He says, exactly like this, we have the judgment system. This is because a fellow who is outside, who is not involved in those details and has the knowledge about everything, he could be the judge. Yes?
Come to the topic, for the Sufi is distraught and is making haste to exact redress for the injury.
Yeah. Okay. Means what? Means that I have to talk a lot about this. You have to understand this, but I'm not prolonging it. Wait a minute. Let's go back to this Sufi who is in rush to have the answer. I know you are the same. You want to know what should you really do. Yes.
Oh, you.
Oh, you.
That has committed deeds of injustice. How are you glad at heart? Are you unaware of the demand by him who exacts the penalty? Or have you forgotten those deeds of yours, since heedlessness has let down curtains over you? If there were no litigations pursuing you, the celestial orb would envy your happiness.
You are in a bad position because there is this stuff here who's looking at you and judging you and punishing you. If there was no punishment, nothing at all, then you were the happiest fellow, like animals. Yes?
But on account of those just claims, you are embarrassed. Little by little, beg to be excused for your unrighteousness.
You have done a lot of things that are not right, unrighteousness. So, you should worry about it and try to change it. Change yourself, change your idea, change your beliefs. Remember that when you are bad, something bad will happen to you. Yes?
Lest the inspector suddenly arrest you, now make your water clear towards the lover. The Sufi went to the man who had slapped him and laid hold of his skirt like a plaintiff. Hailing him along, he brought him to the judge, saying, "Mount this asinine miscreant on an ass, or punish him with blows of the whip, according as your judgment may deem fitting. For one who dies under your chastisement, no fine is on you in vengeance. That is not penalized."
Again, explaining why there should be a judge. You take this fellow to the judge and say, "You judge, because you will not pay for that. You will be free. Nobody will ask you any question. You are the judge, and you're supposed to do the judgment. Yes?
When anyone has died under the punishment and flagellations of the judge, no responsibility lies on the judge.
That's the point. The point is, judge is not responsible for the judgment. Judge is a selected fellow with the know-how to judge. That's it. Yes?
For he is not a person of small account. He is God's deputy and the shadow of God's justice.
We are talking about justice here. And for justice, we have to ask a judge not to let two oppositions fighting each other. We have to have a judge, because that judge could do the judgment. He is representative of the judgment of why there is a judge. No, because the society needs that, and this is the response to that need of the society. Yes?
The mirror of every plaintiff and defendant. For he inflicts correction for the sake of one who has been wronged, not for the sake of his honor or his anger or his income.
Aha, this is it. He has no special interest in that. He is just looking for somebody who has lost something. That's it. Yes?
It is for the sake of God and the day hereafter. If a mistake is made, the blood which falls upon the kinsmen of the father's side. He who strikes for his own sake is responsible, while he who strikes for God's sake is secure.
That's the point. Your actions could be what? Could be from your interest or this judgment we're talking about. And the judge is in that position. He has no personal interest over there. Yes?
If a father strikes his son and he dies, the father must pay the blood price because he struck him for his own benefit. It is the duty of the son to serve him. When a teacher strikes a boy and he perishes, nothing is on the teacher, no fear. For the teacher is a deputy and a trustee, and the ease of every trustee is the same as this. It is not his duty to serve his master, therefore in chastising him, the master was not seeking benefit. But if his father struck him, he struck him for his own sake. Consequently, he was not freed from paying the blood price.
Uh-huh. This is how it works. He's explaining how the judgment is working in the society. And you get it. You say if somebody will do something for a personal interest, that somebody should pay for it. If somebody is doing something for the social interest, as a duty, as a job, so is not responsible for the outcome. Yes?
Behead Selfa then, Abdul Fakar.
Means what? Yeah, complicated. Zulfakar means that sword which cuts both ways. Okay? Here we say, that sword, that famous sword, is good for you to cut off the head of yourself. That's what it is all about. Because you want to change, you want to be better, and you have done something bad. Period. Yes?
become a selfless, non-existent one like the dervish. When you have become selfless, everything that you do, you did not throw when you threw.
Do you remember that you did not throw when you threw? It was the prophet who did this, and this went in the eyes of the enemies, and they lost. And he said, oh, you prophet, you just with a feast of the dirt, your message, you didn't throw when you throw. There are times that you do something and you're not responsible. You didn't do it. Something else was provoking over there. This is the trick. All of this is between being selfish or selfless. When you're selfless, everything is different because your deeds have another kind of meaning. Yes?
You did not throw when you threw, you are safe. The responsibility lies on God, not on the trustee. It is set forth plainly in jurisprudence.
Uh-huh. You want to learn more about this? Go and study the religion. This is what religion is all about. Religion will explain to you why the prophet is out of responsibility, out of everything, because he is out of this universe. He receives a message and will give it to us. So he is not responsible. This is the trick. Yes?
Every shop has a different merchandise. The Masnavi is a shop for poverty, O son.
Huh. Now, then, be clear. Every book is written for something, right? Like every shop who has some specialties. What is our specialty here? Poverty. This is it. We sell the poverty. This is the trick. How? Yes.
In the shoemaker's shop, there is fine leather. If you see wood, it is the mold for the shoe. The drapers have silk and dun-colored cloth. If iron be, it is for a yard measure. Our Masnavi is the shop for unity. Anything that you see except the one is an idol.
Translation. This Masnavi, the book you're reading, is the shop of unification. To understand that there is one thing in this universe, we call it Creator. Everything follows that period. So do not forget that our Masnavi was what? Was the shop who is selling the poverty and tries for unification. Unification of what? What? We are talking about it. What are we talking about? Judgment. How is the judgment? Every animal has a personal judgment for personal interest and all of that. We don't believe in that. We believe in one system. The values in our system is this. We have a judge to study and to judge. Judgment is not personal. It's social. If not, you judge for your personal interest. That's not the most important thing for us. Yes?
Know that to praise an idol for the purpose of ensnaring the vulgar is just like the most exalted cranes. He recited those words quickly in the Surah Wal-Najm, but it was a temptation.